It's weird when your son calls you Stu. There you go. Good evening. Great to see you. I'm going to talk to you tonight a little bit about the cross. Obviously, we've got a cross there. And people are being baptized because of what Jesus has done for them on the cross. It's what Jesus has done for people that's important. That's why people are making a public declaration of what they believe because of Jesus and what he did on the cross. The cross is an amazing thing. I mean, it's just seen as a symbol of something, but a symbol of what? People wear the cross as earrings or as a necklace. We were in Pizza Express, because I know how to treat a woman, the other day, and the waitress had tattoos. She was covered in tattoos, and she had a tattoo on every finger, lots of different shapes and things, one of which was the cross. It's a popular shape. People get it tattooed on themselves. But what about this cross? Is there more to it than just, you know, a popular symbol and shape? The cross was a place of execution. It was a horrific thing, actually, the cross. It was the most horrific way to die. And Jesus died that death on the cross for you and for me. And the people who are being baptized today, that's why they're being baptized, because of what Jesus did on them for the cross. The cross is a meeting place. In the Psalms, in the book of Psalms, in the Bible, it says, when can I go and meet with God? And the answer is, any time you like. You can meet with God whenever you want. Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, is on this earth, all over this earth, all the time. He is open and available to you 24/7. From the moment you're born to the moment you die, Jesus is alongside you, calling out to you by his Holy Spirit. He loves you and he wants a relationship with you. The cross is a place to meet Jesus. It's where God's perfection meets our sin. It's an important place. It's not a place that's 2,000 miles away in Israel. It's a place that's right here, right now in this room, and walks out of that door with you when you go. When Marion and I met back in the 1930s, before mobile phones, can you imagine life without mobile phones? If I wanted to meet Marion for a date, I'd say something like, I'll meet you outside the ABC cinema at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And, I mean, this was in the days where, before answering machines, can you imagine that? If you wanted to speak to somebody, you'd phone them up, right? And if they weren't there, you couldn't speak to them. You couldn't, like, leave a message. Hi, it's just me calling, see how you're doing, call me back. Couldn't do that. It would ring and ring and ring, and then you'd have to put it down. No one there. So you'd just arrange to meet somebody. So you'd go and stand outside the ABC cinema at 7 o'clock, waiting and waiting and waiting, because apparently that's cool to make them wait. And you wait, and you stood outside there with loads of other people who are also waiting. Middlesbrough was full of hundreds of people stood on street corners just waiting to meet somebody before mobile phones. That was how you met. But not with Jesus. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Like the martini advert, if you're old enough to remember that. Should we sing it? Anytime, any... No. It's great sitting like this. We don't normally have the chairs like this, but it's great to be able to face people and see people dancing. Gloria, you are the best dancer we've got in church. You're actually the only dancer we've got in church, but there you are. The cross is also a scary place. It's a scary place. The death on the cross was a horrific thing. Before Jesus went to the cross, he was beaten, punched, slapped, had his beard pulled out. They spat in his face. They hit him on the head again and again with a stick. Then they flogged him almost to death and then nailed him to the cross after he'd carried it himself. And he was doing that for you and for me. He was taking that punishment on himself for our sin. My sin put Jesus on the cross, and so did yours. His absolute sole purpose of going on to the cross was to take your sin upon himself, to become our sin and die in our place. It's scary, because if we don't accept that and thank him for dying for us, we receive the punishment for our sin. That's a scary thought, isn't it? To receive the punishment for our sin. But Jesus receives that on himself instead. You know, we don't like to admit we're guilty, do we? It's funny that. I walk out of the room, My grandson starts crying. I rush back in. My granddaughter goes, it wasn't me. You know, it was you, because he's laid like that. And you just, you know, people don't like to admit that they're guilty. You know, imagine if you bump into someone here tonight and, hey, how are you doing? Never met before. Tell me a bit about yourself. It'll be all the good stuff, won't it? It'll be where you work and how old you are and what you do and this is my wife and stuff like that. But you don't tell them any of the bad stuff, do you? People don't like to admit they've done things wrong. It's like sometimes when people go to court, the evidence is stacked against them. There's hard evidence, circumstantial evidence. Everybody knows they've done it. It's absolutely, without question, they're going to be found guilty. And then they come before the court, the charges read out. How do you plead? Not guilty. What? Because people don't want to admit they've done things wrong. But if we're honest, we've all done things wrong, haven't we? We've all made mistakes, haven't we? We've all hurt people or been hurt ourselves. Sin is everywhere. It's in people, isn't it? We all make mistakes. But when you come to the cross, it's one of those places where you can be honest and open. And, you know, Jesus knows everything you've ever thought and said and done wrong in your life. He just wants to hear us admit it. It's like when you're trying to persuade a little kid, you know, did you do it? No. Well, you know they did it, and you want them to admit it, but they just won't. And they'll wriggle out of it in every way possible with that skillful thing that we're born with, sin. And they'll wriggle their way out of it and don't want to admit it. But actually, with Jesus, you can come to the cross and admit your sin. All he wants us to hear us say is that we're sorry. Yeah, I am sorry. I've done things wrong in my life. And I want you to forgive me. I want you to change me. When I became a Christian, almost 19 years ago now, and I gave my life to Jesus. I didn't know much about him. I'd never read the Bible. I hadn't heard much about Jesus, really. I'd had a conversation with my brother 16 years previously, and he told me to become a Christian, I had to ask Jesus to come into my life. So one night I did it. I was laid in bed. I'd just been visiting my brother who was dying of cancer. And I lifted my hand and said, Jesus, come into my life. Those five words totally, absolutely, completely changed my life. Five words. I said, Jesus, and I was still the same sinner I was. Come into my life. When I said that word life, I changed instantly. I was shocked because God was as real to me now as you are in this room. It was a good job I was lying down, because if I hadn't been, I'd have probably fell over anyway. I totally changed, because like I said, that meeting place for Jesus is at hand. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Where is the answer to all of the problems in your life? Where's the answer to all of the things that have gone wrong in your life? At hand. You can pray to Jesus on your own, wherever you are, and he will hear you. And if you give your life to him sincerely, he'll answer you and change you. The cross is also an awesome place. It says in the Bible, it says, come and see what God has done. How awesome his deeds on man's behalf. Awesome. It's an awesome thing to come to God. To come into a relationship with him is an amazing thing. Christine's in tonight. I just asked if I could share this. Christine came into a meeting of ours once, on an Alpha course it was actually. And she was dying of cancer. She'd been given 3 months to live. The doctor said, there's nothing else we can do for you. You know, you're going to die. Go home. Just enjoy your family as best you can. And we prayed for her. And that was 16 years ago, wasn't it, Christine? 16 years ago. Isn't that awesome? The doctor said 3 months. So the Lord gave her another 16 years. Then she got cancer again 3 years ago, but you're still here, aren't you? Because God is an awesome God, isn't he, Christine? Come and tell us. Come and tell us. It's all right, I'll come to you. I'll come to you.
Because I've had a hip operation. When I got the cancer the second time, I was, well, nothing the matter with me, no ailments, nothing. But there was just something in my head. It was God saying to me, Christine, there's something the matter. There's something the matter. So I rang, obviously with being 16 years, I knew the Macmillan nurses. So I rang up and said, look, there's something the matter. She said, there can't be. You've just seen Mr. Harrison and you've had your x-rays. Everything's fine. I said, look, I don't care what you're saying. I said, but there's something the matter. And it was in my head, you know. And she said, well, if you won't, come down and we'll give you an X-ray. So I had the X-ray. No, she said, I told you, Mr. Harrison said, there's nothing the matter. Nothing the matter with you at all. I said, all right then. So I went home. And again, God was saying to me, don't listen to him. There's something the matter with you. So I went back again. She's a nuisance, this woman. anyway, cutting a long story short, this happened about 3 times. And in the end, I said, look, I don't care what you say. There's something the matter, and there must be something else you can do to check it. So I said, right. I said, what we'll do is give you a bronchostomy. So give me a bronchostomy. And he was, like, amazed, really. He said, because there's cancer cells there, but we can't find the cancer. So he sent me for a PET scan, which Dawny took me. We had to go on the sneaky because my children didn't know, and I was, you know, upset for them. And when it come, these results come back, I had another cancer, but it was growing behind the first one. So all the scans and X-rays weren't showing it up. It was only because I had the PET scan that it showed it up. And I'm still here today, and that was 2-3 years ago.
Awesome. Awesome. God just can't help himself. He just loves you, Christine, doesn't he? He just loves you, doesn't he? Isn't that awesome? Do you want to be loved like that? Isn't that awesome? There's lots of things that are awesome. I remember going to... I mean, people use the word awesome a lot, don't they? Awesome this, awesome that. Kids say it. Everything's awesome. This is awesome. That's awesome. But they're not really compared to, like, God. He is truly awesome. We went to France a couple of years ago with Martin and Margaret and their children. And, you know, they wanted to go to Disneyland in Paris. And Martin was going, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's great. We'll leave at the crack of dawn. We'll drive for 2 hours into Paris. We'll be the first ones in there. It'll be fantastic. We'll be on all the rides all day long. There'll be loads of kids and loads of burgers. It's going to be awesome. And I'm like, have they got any rocking chairs there? This sounds like the opposite of awesome for me. So there we were, up the next morning, packed lunch, driving for 2 hours to Paris, you know, driving past Martin in his car. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. We get in there with the first in, and it was just like I thought it was going to be. It was loads of kids and burgers and rides. And Martin says, we'll be here all day. We'll be here for 10 hours. You'll be shattered at the end of the day, but it's worth it. It's so awesome. It's fantastic. I'm like, yay. And then I was in my shorts and I've got a false leg. And this woman said to me, you won't be able to go on any of the rides with that. I thought, welcome to Disney. I said, oh, right, okay. She said, you'll have to come with me to the special place. So I went with her to this special place and got this special card, something de la handicap, something, right, which was my little green card. And anyway, and it meant that I could get on the rides without queuing. Come on! Yay! If I'd only had known that when I first lost my leg, I'd have been, yeah! I'd have been in Disneyland every year. And it said on the card, you know, I can queue. I thought, this is no good. Queue up for the, you know, I don't have to queue up. I'll be sat in the rides by myself. Then it said, you can take 4 people with you. Suddenly, I was Mr. Popular. Martin's kids were like, oh, Uncle Stu, we love you. I said, I'm not your uncle. I said, we don't care. So I was riding and it was awesome. What was my point? I did have a point. Nothing's as good as a relationship with God. God heals people. God saves people. You need to know this if you know nothing else tonight. God loves you. He knows everything about you. Everything. And he still loves you. He just can't help himself. He just can't help it. He loves you so much. Just remember that. He's an awesome God. An awesome and powerful and loving God. There's no love like the love of God. The people that got baptized tonight and the 11 people that were baptized this morning declaring publicly that they want to live that awesome relationship with God. And sometimes things don't go according to our plans, but ultimately in God's plan, when we die, we go to him anyway, don't we, Christine? Whenever the Lord decides to take you, you know where you're going, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want to close your eyes and I'll pray for you? I'm going to pray a prayer, and I'd like you all to pray out loud after me. And if everyone prays it out loud together, then if you're praying it for the first time, you won't be, you know, it won't just be you by yourself. Father in heaven, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me so much that you would send your only son to the cross to die in my place, so that I don't have to. I receive your forgiveness now, because I'm sorry for my sins and I want to be forgiven. Come into my life now by the power of your Holy Spirit. Change me and love me. Speak to me. Let me know how much you love me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't we give Jesus a round of applause? Okay, we're officially done now. You can we're going to bring some tea and coffee out again, and you can grab a tea and coffee. You can hang around, talk to us, chat to us. If you want to know anything about the Alpha course, you can speak to us, sign up for that at the back. Also on the leaflets you've got, there's an email on the back of the Alpha leaflets.